Dr. John Wyckoff on the program. Dr. Wyckoff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. A great show and a great topic, and I commend you for taking on what is, I think, a somewhat can be a controversial and very highly heated discussion.
So, oh, I'm going to catch out.
I commend you for taking on that.
Yeah, I'm going to catch out for it. I guarantee it from some sides. But childhood vaccinations to me, I mean, has been, you know, one of the things that moved America forward. And unless I'm mistaken, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think it is kind of a double-edged sword. And I think that there is a lot of information on the contrary that unfortunately the conventional doctors in the United States are just not aware of. I think you could go as far as to say the greatest threat of childhood disease lies in the dangerous and ineffectual efforts to prevent them through mass vaccination. There is a lot of literature out there that is very questionable about the benefits, short-term and long-term, of mass vaccination programs.
Well, what do you think? I mean, you're a doctor. Would you recommend your grandchildren or children or grandchildren be vaccinated or not?
It's a very easy question because I have four of them, four beautiful grandchildren. And what I have talked to my daughters about, the mothers of these children, is I've educated them about both sides of the equation, and I've allowed them to make a decision. If they were to ask me, I would say I would not immunize them. I certainly would not immunize them with the conventional immunization program schedule. If they wanted to immunize them, I would support that. But it would need to be done in a structured program very different than what is recommended by most conventional doctors.
But see, my concern with that, doctor, would be simply this. Childhood vaccinations have eradicated most devastating childhood diseases in this country and in Europe and in the civilized world. So to go the other direction, I think you would reintroduce the possibility of death and disease among young people. How can you dispute that?
Do you really know that that's fact, that statement you made, Steve?
Well, I can look at the rate of measles and mumps and so forth. Sure, I can look at the rates of what they were in the year 1900 compared to what they are today. Certainly.
Let's talk about polio in this country with the Salk vaccine in the 40s and 50s, and polio in Europe at the same time. Europe did not vaccinate; we did. If you look at the incidence of the disease in both countries, they declined at exactly the same rates. There was no difference whether you vaccinated or didn't vaccinate.
And you think
so
that would be true of Europe? Do you think
that
would be true?
The natural history of a disease is to eventually run out. We never had a vaccine for the bubonic plague. The bubonic plague is gone. It's not part of the world today.
So you think the same would be true of German measles and smallpox and everything else? You think the same would be it would be the same if we didn't vaccinate? Or how about
there's compelling reason to believe that it may be the same. Now, I'm not an epidemiology expert, but I can tell you that there is a lot of information available, well-structured scientific information by scientists that are respected, that would dispute the idea that mass vaccinations have impacted overall health in children or in adults and may have led to part of the epidemic that we're seeing now with autism, ADD, juvenile onset diabetes, cancer, et cetera.
Well, some would say, but a lot of those studies that you just cited have also been found to be questionable, especially when it comes to autism and other things. But, doctor, I think what we found here is a conversation that needs a lot more content. So I appreciate you calling in, and we will continue this conversation. There's a lot to it, and I appreciate you joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. It's a good one, and I applaud you for taking it on.
There you go. Dr. John Wyckoff. We're going to switch real quick to Dennis on the line in Lansing on his opinion of the vaccine. Should they be mandatory? Do they help? Do they not? Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. I really enjoyed Dr. Wyckoff's comments because I agree with him wholeheartedly. But let me give you an example. You mentioned animals, dogs. Years ago, I had a disagreement with my veterinarian about vaccinating my dogs, and the assistant vet said, well, let's do this. One of the vaccinations is for leptospirosis. There's six strains of it. The vaccine only vaccinates for two of the six. That's all it has made. She said, let's take a titer test of your animal. And he had been vaccinated once, and they wanted to do it again. I said, no. She said, let's take a titer test, send it to MS University, and they'll come back and tell you what the antibody levels is. So when he came back, the levels for the two strains that he was vaccinated for were kind of mediocre. The four strains he was not vaccinated for were very high. And she kind of smiled. She's like, yes, I can't argue with you. I said, I know. He said, he was exposed to this in the wild because I walked through the woods, and his natural immunity system took over and made the antibody system stronger. She's like, I can't argue with you.
Well, there you go. Dennis, I appreciate the input. Clearly, this is a conversation that needs to continue, and we will continue it here. We're just getting started today.